Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Seth and I are going to get into some entertainment news here in a moment. Looking forward to that. We'll also dive into some local theater going on in our area.
Very nice.
Want to talk about the WBAs, the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Awards, are this weekend. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our WFHR newsletter is right around the corner. I got a new edition coming up
tomorrow.
Yeah. And also, before we wrap up the 9 o'clock hour, what outdated slang words do you still use often? We're bringing them back.
We're bringing them back.
We want you guys. We want audience. I demand audience participation for this one. We need it
because we know that you guys have. Everyone's got something they keep using, right?
Yeah. Speaking of audience participation, I encourage everybody to join us from 4 to 5 today over on our new Digs for Playmakers 105.5 WIRI. It's your sports call-in show. You got sports takes, feelings. We want you to call in, join the conversation. We miss our longtime listeners and caller in, so you know, feel free to call in, everybody, during the show. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and the Family Natural Foods sponsoring that hour.
Yeah, no change in the call, 424-2600. No difference there.
Yeah, call up and join us. We're looking forward to bringing you a new show today. It's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. Got a lot to talk about. Michael's going to be with us, our new sports director around here, Michael Comer.
Going to
be
in
with
us. Fun to say that, yeah.
I'm having fun. Good time. diving into other entertainment news, Martin Short is 75 years old, and everyone seems to love him right now. You can make the argument Martin Short has never been more popular in his career.
I would agree with that. I think that is true.
He has been a household name for quite some time, and he has been a movie star for quite some time. But I don't know that when he was at his peak, say, Inner Space,
late '80s, maybe early '90s,
Or Three Amigos, things.
He was doing those films, right?
He was always the second bill or the third name,
second or third banana, basically.
He's the lead now in some things, including the Murders in the Building, where I went into it thinking that Steve Martin was the lead actor, and especially the way that it kind of starts with the pilot episode. But you learn pretty quickly, this is a vehicle designed to not only give you good entertainment and some of the best writing you're going to see in TV and acting you're going to see in TV, something that an old friend came up with to help show the complete talent of one of his favorite people he's ever known,
right,
and favorite people he's ever worked with. And Steve Martin and a friend of his came up with this plot and this idea, and immediately were like, Martin Short only, and we're not doing it unless Martin Short is the actor for this role. And we see now why.
Yep.
Because I've studied everything Martin Short's done. I was a little kid running around trying to get my hair to be Ed Grimley and everything. Oh, my God, I'm totally freaking out. And all that being said, I didn't know he had this in him. The pilot episode, you watch Martin Short, and you've never seen him like that before.
Yep.
And he's still the funny, ridiculous Martin Short that can only do things that only Martin Short can do, and you'll laugh at.
Over the top, yep.
While at the same time showing you this guy's got heart. He's a thespian.
Yes, dramatic chops all the way through. He, you know, for so many years, he was the over-the-top guy, right? And he did that deliberately. You know, that was kind of his shtick, was to be totally flamboyant. All that stuff, you know. That he was always that way. So it was revelation, man, to see him in that show and watch. Whoa, drama, awesome, love it. I mean, it was definitely a revelation.
So I bring this up, for one, to kind of tip our hat to one of the greats and somebody who's entertained us for decades and since you and I were little kids and everything. Right. And also, there's not much left for him to do. Some years back, before Only Murders in the Building, him and Maya Rudolph were on a tour together where they were singing and dancing and doing comedy. I mean, there's just not much left for him. He's done Broadway. He's all this stuff. So why not game shows?
Hey, why not?
And if I told you Martin Short had just been tapped to host a game show revival,
okay,
anything you come up with out there, probably good, and he'd do a good job at it, but not as good as he's going to do at the match game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's going to be the host of the new match game? Oh, my gosh.
I literally read the first inklings of this when it was first in the kind of running mm-hmm. of it and everything, because they were taking people that wanted to be a part of it and stuff, mm-hmm. and they were looking for not just hosts, but people to work behind the scenes.
Right.
And I've been trying to get more work as a writer.
Oh, okay.
So I see the runnings for this and everything. And I'm like, oh, wow, they're bringing back the match game. Oh, that's lame. Oh, Martin Short's hosting. Oh, wow. Completely changed my opinion of it. Wholeheartedly changed my opinion of it. Now, the most recent version of the game was back in 2016 with Alex Baldwin as a host.
Yeah.
And that was when Alec was at kind of a peak with 30 right. Rock and some of that.
I remember that.
Alec Baldwin's very talented, wonderful voice, great actor.
Yeah.
Just not good at hosting. I didn't think he was good at the show, and I didn't think the show had a chance in part because of that.
I think that had a lot to do with it.
The only reason to bring this back is if Martin Short is the host.
Right, right. Any game show is only as good, basically, as the host. I mean, even for one like Hollywood Squares, the new Hollywood Squares, you know, not only, I mean, it's the panelists, you know, we want to see the comedians make jokes and all that kind of stuff, but without Nate Burleson, who's actually really good at it, man. Yeah. I was surprised with how good he was at hosting. Those are the people you remember. These are Monty Hall, you know? The old match game, it was Gene Rayburn. The amazing Gene Rayburn, yes. You know? The old Hollywood Squares with Tom Bergeron. And before that, Peter Marshall. These guys were, you know, were so good at it. That's why people watched.
I would say the last of these, or right now at least, mm-hmm. the last of these guys that you're talking about is Tom Bergeron.
Yes, 100%.
He's underrated.
Yeah.
I saw little bits of Dancing with the Stars or, you know, the America's Funniest Videos or some of those things. I've never watched a lot of them. I've watched enough to know he's really, really,
very
really
good at that job. Yes,
he's a old school in that regard.
Very much.
I don't know. I think this is the only way we can do this now. I don't know that you're going to find those talents anymore. The people that are just specifically good at that,
right? Your Bob Barkers, even, or something like that.
Because grabbing a Wayne Brady or a Drew Carey or something is mm-hmm. kind of your best bet nowadays.
Right.
And every once in a while, you might get lucky and get somebody like Martin Short, who's a legend at doing this.
There were some other game shows that came up that were like really the premise was great and everything, but they had like, you know, Fred Savage as the host. Nothing against Fred Savage. He's not a game show host.
No,
he's just not. He's not one of those guys.
They do this way too often, where they grab somebody because they're a name, and it's just not their thing. Because it's on right before The Simpsons, I've caught a little bit of that floor show or whatever. The Rob Lowe host. Rob Lowe is incredibly talented, a wonderful actor. Has had a really good career. Very happy for him. And considering he kind of got canceled before we had canceling and all that, and he kind of had a comeback, and I always admire that in an actor, in a will of a person. Mm. He's not. He just. It doesn't do anything for me.
It's not a good game show host.
It looks like he's up there and he doesn't necessarily know what to do with his hands, kind of thing.
Right.
But with his whole body and his voice and all that, I don't know. It's hard for me to believe Martin Short will not excel at this.
Because if it's the... Because it's not only interacting with the panelists, right? It's interacting with the contestants. That's the important thing.
That's
how
the biggest
good
part.
Are you? And I think he's going to be very good at interacting with the contestants, right?
What's his name from
Family Feud?
Yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey now, but the guy that was doing it back in the day. Kissed everybody and stuff.
Richard Dawson.
Like,
yeah.
The charisma of Richard Dawson, the ability, the way he was.
Relate with people. He was so good at that.
He made every single person feel like they were the only person on that stage.
Yep.
He was almost underrated and underappreciated.
And I got to give Steve Harvey credit because he's doing the same thing and he's been doing it now for a while. So.
My dad, I'll catch my dad watching that, you know, and stuff. Him and my mom, like, they'll yell at the screen answers and all that. And so I've seen a little of him mm-hmm. do it. He is really good at it.
And Steve Harvey. Because he interacts so well with the people, yeah.
I journalistically should mention that one of my top five actors of all time and biggest influences is Jodie Foster.
Mm-hmm.
So I should mention that this story involves Jodie Foster.
Okay.
As cool as it would be, don't expect to see Jodie Foster cameo in the upcoming Freaky Friday sequel, Freakier Friday.
Oh, dear.
Jodie, of course, was the star of the 76 original. She turned down the offer from director Nisha Gantara and never said why. Quote, we begged her and she's not going to do it. We're going to make her the principal principal. They were going to make her the principal, but weren't able to. So Freakier Friday hits theaters August 8th. It'll reunite Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan for some more body swapping and some of that stuff.
Right. That was from the remake, if I remember correctly. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I can tell you in part why probably part of the reason Jodie Foster didn't do it is because she probably didn't have the greatest memories from that.
A little kid. Yeah.
Part of the reason that we look at that the game is completely changed for child actors is because of the way that Jodie Foster was treated when she was a kid, whether on that set or think about this. That set, a Disney set, she had a more difficult time and had to take more therapy for than being on the set of Taxi Driver. Think about that. She talks about her time on the set of Taxi Driver and talks about Robert De Niro was like a big brother to her and Martin Scorsese looked out, all that stuff. Harvey Keitel was going out of his way to get her lunch and stuff like that, like and everything, where she does not talk about being on the Disney set. That tells you a lot right there. So I not only blame her, but I kind of wish this Nisha might have done a little more homework and kind of maybe you put this public for one reason. To cover your own back
your
side.
Your own butt.
Your own butt. Your own bases. And your bases and all that and everything. All it does is make another actor look bad. And this is something I'm very tired of, says the guy who takes shots at Kevin Costner any chance he gets. Owning my hypocrisy here.
Right.
But I am a little tired of actors not supporting actors, entertainers not supporting entertainers, artists not supporting artists. You can think what you want in your head, man. You don't have to share everything.
No, you don't.
Not everything's got to be hit send on everything. I feel like this does more damage than good to anybody who are fans of any of the above.
And again, it's something, know who you're talking to. Jodie Foster is like semi-retired from acting.
Yes.
I mean, she directs some films and stuff, and she only comes out to do things she really wants to. Why would she? Just because, you know, she was in the original version of this? No, I'm totally with her on this one. She doesn't have to do it.
Like, I would never speak for her, but I've watched almost every interview that woman's done, and I almost guarantee you that the major reason for this is creatively it didn't make sense.
Right.
It was shoehorned in, and she's not going to do a project
not
like
interested.
That. She's gone out of her way to do cameos and things. Mm-hmm. She's not it's not as if this is a diva we're dealing with here.
No.
Jodie Foster, I think, has proven for over 40 years that is the opposite of what she is.
Yeah, she's picky about what she wants to do, but that's her prerogative. I mean,
there's a difference of, I don't want to hurt my career and do a bad project, and I've got my nose in the air.
Right.
It's a big difference.
She is
right there on the other side of that. Let's see. I had another one here.
I don't care what anyone says. Contact is a good movie.
It is.
I don't care what anyone says.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. On Saturday night, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas presented Francis Ford Coppola with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute.
Okay, cool.
Just those three in the same room on the same stage together.
They all came up together. They were part of that
all
generation.
Friends.
They're all friends. They've been friends for decades.
Just want to literally be the phrase to be a fly on the wall was invented for that situation right there. Well, during his tribute, Spielberg named what he believes is the greatest American film of all time.
Whoa.
One of our, not in hyperbole or anything like that, but I think if you and I are looking at our generation, that's the best director of our generation.
Like, it's artistically, box office wise, you can't argue, really. Even if you don't like him, you can't argue.
Yes, yes. The impact he had.
Yes.
The versatility with his career, from Jaws to Schindler's List to The Color Purple.
Amazing.
Incredible career.
Yep.
Incredible. This guy tells you he thinks it's the best film of all time. It's the greatest American film that there's ever been.
That carries a little weight.
And he chose The Godfather.
Wow. Man. High praise.
He says, quote, many artists can and do take a bow from their work on a page, on a canvas, on a screen. But our applause for you, Francis, is from a different kind of audience. When we're young, it's our parents we want to make proud. And then it's our friends. And then it's our colleagues. And finally, it's our peers. But you, sir, are peerless.
Ooh.
He added, quote, you've inspired a generation of storytellers who want to make you proud of their work, proud of our work, and I always want to make you proud of my work.
Mm.
Think about the idea that Steven Spielberg, to this day, is working on things, and he's still wondering, is Francis going to like this? Or I should say, is Frank going to like this? Because I think he calls him Frank.
Yeah.
That's That's incredible. That's incredible, man. That is
so cool. It also, it makes us remember the important part that Francis Ford Coppola has in American film. We cannot doubt that. You know, we could have weird stuff happen, like the Metropolis movie. You know, what is this film? You know, it's weird. I don't get it. Whatever, that kind of thing. That's okay. His legacy is set. Not only the influence he had, the films he made. It's to say, like, Spielberg didn't have to say that, okay? That it was his favorite. He could have said, The Godfather, one of the great American films of all time. You know, it's amazing, the accolades, the box office, everything came together, you know, even though it was such a hard film to make, all this stuff. He could have said all those things and been completely right. But even if it's the greatest movie ever made, you don't have to like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says he loves it. It's his favorite movie. Yeah. To me, that's even bigger than saying this is one of the greatest films of all time.
What's funny to me, too, about this is there's so many people that agree, but like Godfather 2 more.
Isn't that funny? Which is amazing. I don't know, man. That first Godfather movie is just... I don't think there's such a thing as a perfect movie, but there's some that get close. And that is so close to being a perfect movie.
What I look for to be able to say a statement like that is it at a 10 in everything? And I'm not just talking acting and script. I mean, I want the editing. I want the sounding, the sound, everything at a 10. And I do not disagree with him.
Yeah.
It's a perfect film. Yeah. It's a perfect film. You would not go back and change one little thing about it.
No, there's nothing.
There's no modern tech that you could go back with and enhance that movie. It is enhanced. It is as perfect as a film can be.
Right.
And all that being said, I like Godfather 2 more too. real quick note about Francis Ford Coppola. I don't think a lot of people might know this about him. He's one of ours. He's a Midwesterner. That's a Detroit boy.
That's true.
Yeah.
You forget he's lived in California so long. You forget he's from Michigan. No, awesome.
He's one of ours, man. That's a Midwesterner.
Yep.
And we're going to go to break right now. But I do want to come back, Seth, and take some time to talk a little bit about local theater.
Very nice.
Get into that a little and the WBAs and some other fun stuff when we get back here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Want to talk some local theater with everybody and some local events going on. We will wrap up our show talking about some big events going on in our area today and throughout the week here and everything. But I wanted to take a moment to touch on some fun stuff.
Yep.
Recently with our show director's Playhouse, which you can hear a part of our Sunday lineup.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch it every Sunday right after Seth Faces the Music. Or right before Seth Faces the Music.
Yes.
We're 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth Faces the Music 6 to 8. And of course, Unlabeled after that from 8 to 9. So one of the things we got to do this past week was talk to Susan Engren, director of Don Quixote de la Center, a show that's going to be performed by our friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. Mm-hmm. Their opening night is May 8th. They got shows going through the 11th. We had a great time talking with Susan. It was a lot of fun. And they got to really dive into the show, into the cast. And for those that don't know the play, I encourage you to check the episode out. It'll be, again, this Sunday.
This Sunday.
But it's got so many relatable themes to it.
Right.
Especially for, I think, our area that has a little bit more of a senior population. This takes place in a nursing home, and it involves a lot of issues that subject matter that I think can be really heavy, but the play does a great job of hitting those marks while also making you laugh.
Absolutely. Two things I want to bring up, but I do want you to, of course, listen to the interview with Susan, because she brings a lot of great points. One, this is the only, I think, the fourth time she said this has ever been performed.
Yeah.
So it's also the Wisconsin premiere of this play, which is very, very cool. The second thing is, after the matinee on the 11th of May, it's at 2:00, they're actually going to be bringing in someone to talk, to have a little panel discussion about mental health, because that, especially Alzheimer's, dementia, more of the old age things that, you know, that so many people have either experienced in their own family or know people who have. It's really cool that they're doing that, because a lot of what this play deals with that, about aging, about dementia, and the difficulties that come along with it, which is really cool. I love the idea of doing that.
There are certain roles that I dream about when I get older I can play, like Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird or something like that. Reading up on this play, and one of my first thoughts was, when I wish I was older. this is one of those ones I want to do when I'm older. I want to be a part of this play.
Really cool.
We encourage you to check out the interview again from 5 to 6 this Sunday. And be sure to support what they're doing up there in Point. Man, they're doing some cool, good work up there at CWAC. Yep. Support local theater up there in Point. CWAC.org is where you can get tickets and find out more. CWAC.org. Of course, our great friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, our second home, have their 50th year that they're wrapping up on the main stage.
Tomorrow
is opening night,
Night tomorrow.
Noises off. It's finally here.
Yes.
You've been sitting there wondering, where's Melissa? Where's Mel?
She's busy,
everybody. She is the director of Noises Off. And for those that don't know this, a director is hands-on and understands and a part of this show more than anybody involved with the show.
Correct.
Right up until tomorrow.
And then her job is done.
She's completely done.
Now it's up to the actors, the backstage people, the whole well-oiled machine. No, you know, I'm sure that's what she's hoping. Will take over and give us a very good show, I'm sure.
Now, especially in the community theater level, and being Melissa, she's going to still be involved, and she still has some.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure she still feels some things to do. But really, today is her last day with Noises Off. Really.
That's right.
And I want to congratulate her.
Yes.
You know, for you guys, and this is no fault of you guys out there. This is our job. What we do here, if we're doing our job right, you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
Behind the scenes, Melissa is one of the hardest workers any of us have ever known.
Yes.
And is so much on her plate. And then she decides to do this show. And not just a show.
Yes.
But this one,
which is, it's not the acting. It's not the lines you have to remember. It's the stage craft of doing this show, because there's so many moving parts. That's why this is going to be not only a real task that they set for themselves, but that's why I think this is going to be an amazing show to watch.
And you know why she did this, everybody? And I hope I don't come across like I'm speaking for her. It's just in talking to her many times. She's doing this because she's insane. No, she's... She does this, maybe a little column A.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
But that's all of us here. That's all of us.
Theater people, yeah, in general.
Yes, the inmates are running the asylum. This is what's happening here. She does this because she loves theater. She loves this area so much, and she wanted to do this. She knows that we're looking for directors at all local theaters, wherever you're listening to
us. Exactly.
They're in need of directors.
Yep.
And she stepped up. All of us love to act and may prefer to be on stage as an actor. But looking at this from a similar perspective of her, myself, I threw my hat in the ring to direct next year.
Right.
I'm desperate to act. There are great grade school teachers out there that have had to kick me out because I'm trying to be the third tree on the left in a grade school play. I want to act so bad.
What is this? What's the tree is too tall?
Mr. Maloff, please, we've told you before. Like, you can't be the tree.
You cannot be the tree.
But I am more needed as a director than as an actor. We got a lot of good actors out there. We could always use more, and we always encourage you to audition.
Of course.
But this is something that was a need that she saw and it jumped on, and I'm trying to do the same. I know you did this the year before.
That's right. And the satisfactions of directing are different, of course, than being on stage. But, man, it's a great experience. I can't say enough. How much I enjoyed doing it, and now make me want to direct more, that kind of thing. It was an experience that really helped. And Melissa, being part of the cast that I did, helped me. When you have good people there, it is so, it makes it that much easier and that much more fulfilling. I want to put that out there as well.
I am so happy and proud of her.
Me too.
I hope that tonight's audition rehearsal goes great. Enjoy yourself. Leave it all out there.
Yep.
And I really hope that she's able to enjoy the run and just have some fun. And just as much I mean that for the cast, the crew, you guys have worked so hard on this. You guys have been putting so much time and effort into this.
Yep.
Not one of these actors or people backstage are paid. They are here because of love of the game. They are here because they love this community. They want to entertain you. Give them an audience, everybody. Let's give them a crowd.
By the way, not only Melissa, but Civic Media, well represented on stage as well. Of course, our own Laura will be on stage for that. And our newest team member, Aaliyah Arroyo, who has just started this week with Civic Media. She will also be on stage as well. So that's really cool.
We encourage you to get your tickets for Noises Off. It premieres tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's here.
They got a show tomorrow at 7, and then Friday at 7. Then they'll have a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. And then next week, they'll do it all over again. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows, wraps up with a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday.
All right.
Hopefully, that 2 o'clock matinee ends on time, because both Melissa and Laura got to make a run to go to the WBA.
Got to go to Madison, yep.
The Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Awards are this weekend, everybody. Mm-hmm. Your WFHR and WIRI stations, your local stations, are very well represented at the gala.
9 finalists in different categories. Various things, our specials that we did last year for Christmas and Halloween were both nominated. Some of the stories that we did, some of the news stories that we did, a couple of the commercials and that sort of thing, promos that we did. I have to say the one I'm most proud of, though, is the election coverage we are going to be finalists for here on WFHR, because that's why we're here. Ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen, mm-hmm. that is why we do what we do, is to give you all the, especially with elections, all the local news, the local candidates. We included everyone we could. We did it this spring, too. Same thing. Get as many people here, get all the information to you so you can make an informed choice. I am super duper proud that we are going to be, and I really hope we win that one because of all the hard work that we did.
Just so everybody knows, we'll touch on this on Friday. Seth and I will be hanging out and getting you ready for the weekend. On Friday, we'll touch on this again.
Yes.
But with the WBAs, the way they do this is they're telling you, and you heard Seth say this, finalists.
Finalists,
so
yes.
So we're no less than third place in all of these categories.
Of all the 9 things we have been nominated for, we are finalists in, yep.
Want to thank Melissa, Ashley, Laura for going down to the WBAs yep. to represent us and everything. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Had such a blast. One of my favorite days in radio
was
last year doing
year.
At the WBAs. Yeah. They're going to have a blast, and
yes,
they're
going to
represent us well.
Yes.
And as the rest of the Civic Media family yep. down there will.
Bring home some hardware, yeah. ladies. Bring some home.
I've already asked them all to text me the updates. I want the ESPN bottom line. I want to know how we're
that
doing.
That is what we want.
Hopefully, they're going to be having too much fun to do that.
Yeah.
We will come back, and when we get back, everybody, we're going to get into outdated slang words that you still use.
Groovy.
Or maybe ones that you want to bring back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tubular. It's coming up. Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. We're going to get into our schedule and some good stories of the day before we wrap up. Talk about some local events in the area. Do want to remind everybody that you got a one-stop shop for all that information. WFHR newsletter.
You do.
Got a
awesome.
new edition premiering tomorrow at noon. It'll show right up in your email box.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is have an email addy. That's it.
Email addy.
And you can go ahead and sign up for this, everybody. Encourage you to do that. Get on over there. And keep in mind, when you're over there, you can add something to the comments section.
Yes, you can.
You can give us some feedback on things that you're looking for. We just had a recent entry, and the person was asking for Memorial Day events.
Yes,
and to know
right.
more about those and everything.
Right, we've had people include events that are coming up that they'd like us to talk about as well. So that's, anything like that, we'd love to do it. So
I talk about this with all of our new guests whenever they come to join us for the Rapids Report or come in the morning to hang out with us and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our number one job is local. Is
that's
covering
it.
Local area.
That is us.
Nobody does and nobody can cover this area better than us. And that's
right.
not ego. That's pride, and that's trying to
that's
do our
fact,
job.
Too.
It's a fact.
Totally
yeah.
fact.
Let's be honest. There's not the resources in this area, whether it's a newspaper or radio
mm-hmm.
or TV, that there used to be.
Yep.
You've all seen the cuts. You don't need me to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
What we have here is actually the opposite of resources being put into our station, being
right.
put into our area from Civic Media. And one of the best examples of that is our WFHR newsletter that mm-hmm. our team works so hard on. A shout out to everybody working on this one. Just want to send a quick shout out to Chuck Gennaro, who took over a little bit of EP business this mm-hmm. past week.
That's right.
And doing a great job with that, mm-hmm. as he does with everything.
Exactly.
It's almost annoying sometimes how good Chuck is.
No, I'm just kidding.
Leave some room for the rest of us, man. A shout out to all of our staff that are working so hard on this one, mm-hmm. Michael and Laura. Nora and Beth and, yep. and everybody. I love Beth's previews of the kitchens open. I always go to the end and check that out.
Yep.
And of course, Terry Barr and Brittany Merlot and so many others that work on
from
Jimmy Casca.
Yeah. And soon maybe we'll see one from one James Maloff. I'm not sure who that guy is, but you know.
there is one issue with James, and he is wordy. Boy, you think he rambles on the air. As a writer,
he's got to tighten it up, man. He's got to tighten it up.
But I'm hoping to do that. I want to contribute to that and be a part of it. In part because it's fun. Yes. Like everybody's having a good time with this. Everybody's working their tail off. Don't get me wrong.
Yes. But it's enjoyable. It really is.
Yeah. Reach out to us and let us know what you're thinking. We always appreciate encouragement and support. Cost nothing can mean everything.
Right.
And that is just as meaningful as anything else that we can get from you guys. We really appreciate the positive feedback we've been getting from not just this, but I have to really tip my hat to this community. I've been a part of, I believe, last I checked with talking about this with some old PDs and everything, 9 different radio changes in my 20-some years in this area.
Wow.
And I've never seen our community adapt the way they have with this one.
Right.
I really, really do appreciate you guys. We're trying to do our best here. We're all trying to do the best we can with what we've got. Mm-hmm. And you guys adapt as best as our team does.
Yes.
Appreciate that. Sign up for the WFHR newsletter at WFHR.com. Get on over there. Sign up right now. New edition will be in your email box tomorrow. And we got to talk slang now, everybody. And I do demand audience participation for this one. I don't demand it, but love to hear from you guys. If you're busy, you can, of course, just text us through the Civic Media app.
Yes, we will take those.
But
we read them on the air.
We love taking your calls. Call up and join the conversation. You're a part of the team. You're a part of the show here. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you. What is some slang that you use that is outdated, but you refuse to let go of?
Okay.
Or you want to bring back?
Oh, that's what I like to do, yeah.
I think that there is so many great ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone asked the internet this question, what outdated slang words or terms do you still use often?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go ahead and get through these. Now, they're not in any particular order,
right.
But I do find it funny that at number one on the list is one that you were going to, gnarly.
Gnarly. Gnarly, man.
That's a good one.
That didn't even have a long shelf life. It didn't seem to, unless people were using it. Because I remember more people using it ironically than actually saying gnarly, you know, that kind of thing. I know it comes from surf culture, that kind of thing, I believe. But in the 80s, for a little while, it was gnarly, and then it kind of faded pretty quickly, at least in my remembering.
I think right away, thinking about this, part of the reason words stick around and some don't. Why is cool still used?
Cool, really? Yeah, right.
Still used to this day.
That's from like the 40s and the 50s. That used to be like jazz slang, right? Back in the late 40s, I believe, is when that started.
What's the difference between that and you know, sick? Which is another word on this list that used to describe something really cool. Oh, that's sick, you know, or something like that. Is it fun to say? I think that matters. Now,
I think it does.
Gnarly is fun to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why every once in a while it seems to come back.
Right.
Bodacious. Like, I've heard people say it. Like, I wouldn't say it's common, certainly.
No.
But I do think that that's not the overall, like, decider for this. But I think it plays a part.
Yes.
Stoked.
Oh my God.
Stoked.
I haven't thought of that one in a long time. So stoked.
Does anybody else do this? And be honest, this is a safe place.
Yep.
You hear gnarly, you hear stoked, but you don't hear it the way I say it. In your head, you hear a surfer say, gnarly, totally gnarly.
I'm totally stoked, man.
Totally stoked for this man, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely, 100%. Sweet. Sweet is on here.
Still use it.
I still use sweet.
Yeah. And that one, I don't think is... That one is okay.
I think that one's
that's in the cool camp. Mm-hmm. I think you can use it and be all right. Not many people will give you a weird look, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell you this. Students definitely give you a weird look when you still use the word.
I use word very ironically, though. Or even better, word up.
I didn't. and stopped using it immediately when I saw the reaction I got from my student. Okay.
Huh?
So I went into my brain and deleted that word right away.
Well, if you're going to go in, you should go in whole hog. Word to your mother.
Yeah, you really got to lean into it, yes. sick, as I mentioned, that's one in there. Peace instead of goodbye.
Oh. I still think that gets a decent amount of use.
Oh, yeah.
And if you add the out, peace out, a lot of people use that.
Now, maybe not the putting it to audio, but anybody who watched the NFL draft saw this. Every one of these young kids, they have the spotlight on and they do a little intro. Here's a football. Go ahead and toss it around. And there's tons of kids that have a move or give a symbol or do something with the ball. But every once in a while, there's a guard or there's a tackle. There's somebody who doesn't know what to do with their hands.
Because they never touch the ball ever, hardly.
And they don't know what to do in the situation. There was one kid who was doing the cutthroat sign. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, well, you're getting drafted, man. Who are you cutthroating?
Yeah, wait a minute. What doesn't make any sense.
But most of them will go to the peace side.
Yes.
That's what most of them do.
Which is very cool. Although, let's take a look at a little etymology, right? James, what is a common greeting and farewell in Hebrew?
Shalom, which means peace.
So it's not as recent as you'd think. That's an oldie. That's an oldie goldie.
Great reference. Yeah. Great reference. Also, one of my favorite words, shalom.
Shalom.
I love the word. Again,
it's fun to say.
Yep. It's fun to say. It's a good feeling. It feels good. Dude.
Totally. I use it.
And very similar to the word cool, where it just has stuck around for era after era.
My children use it.
Yeah.
I get my youngest goes, dude, a lot when he, you know, something bad happens. Like his brother does something to him. Dude.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Okay.
That's going back even further. Yep.
I don't know if I've ever really heard somebody say that and without being ironic about
right,
it.
Right. Okie dokie or okie doke. That's the one I've used in the past.
Now, when it comes to words that I refuse to let go of, I think the biggest one of slang words is dig. You hear me say it all the time.
I love that word. Mm-hmm. Man, dig is such a great word.
But in order to say this one, you have to say it. Can you dig it? You got to say it loud.
That's even better.
But
I can dig it.
I refuse to let go of that one. Yeah. I have had students laugh at me. I've had
another one that's older than you think. Mm-hmm. That I believe. Now, I'm not sure on this one. I believe this is from a swing tune back in the 40s. That's called Plant You Now, Dig You Later.
And I think
that's where it comes from.
Wow.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Then there's some fun ones that had their moment, like Da Bomb. Like, oh, that's Da Bomb. And that like as quick as it came around, it went away.
Yep. Yeah, that one. There's a couple of these that are very short-lived, yes.
Bee's Knees.
That's going back to the 20s.
That's
old school. Cat's Pajamas. I don't know if that's on the list. Maybe that's another one.
So Bee's Knees and Geez Louise are on here.
I still use Geez Louise.
Now we're cooking with gas, but that's more of a phrase.
That's for a term. I guess you could call that a term, I suppose. Yeah. But now you're cooking. I like that one. And I use that one occasionally. I occasionally still use that one.
How about Whippersnapper?
Ironically.
That's just, again, fun to say. It's fun to say. And when you say that to a young person, they have no idea how to take that.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
I only say it one way, though, in the old band voice. Whippersnapper!
That's a good way to do it. Just like you have to say this one, home slice. Home slice. Oh, I forgot about that one.
I don't even remember that one.
I forgot about that one. That was big for home a while slice. There. Yeah.
That must have been a more brief one again. Yeah.
Fetch and golly.
Fetch?
That is so fetch. Yeah, I think that's from Mean Girls or something.
Oh,
I
wow.
Think
that's, okay. Meaning fetching, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
An abbreviation for fetching. Okay. Golly, I like. That's fun.
Golly is a good one.
Yep.
But again, I immediately think of Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah. Golly! Yeah. Oh, Gomer Pyle.
Or Gomer Pyle is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yes, Gomer Pyle. Let's see here. Oh, snap. Again, very short-lived.
My kids use that one still. They still use that one, though. Maybe this one's come back a little bit.
Right on. I do that one, too. Yeah. I've noticed that my slang is from the 70s. All my slang is basically from the 70s.
So my dad and I had this thing where we would do like a weird changes on those, like from the 60s and stuff, you know. So right on is right arm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Far out is farm out.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Truncular instead of...
Oh, wow.
We had a whole list of words that we would use, but yeah.
And then just to wrap it up, there's a couple of more like smell you later. Which, if you are under the age of 10, is just golden. It's golden. You feel like you are George Carlin. You just feel like you're this one of the greatest comedians ever.
Right. If you're using it over that, don't.
Yep.
Stop.
Pretty much. Nobody else can use it outside of anybody under the age of 10. Yeah. I don't even know if at the age of 10, if that that then. Might be a little bit too far. And then bananas. Bananas, like that's bananas,
yeah, right?
Yeah,
my sister constantly. She still uses that's bananas. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, this
love
whole,
it.
This whole.
I just realized I was saying totally a lot, which is again sort of dating. Yeah. Totally,
yeah, you know,
that kind of thing.
Yes, so. That's another one. Yeah,
yeah.
Bogus is another one on here.
I love bogus. Now, bogus is so good.
I'm actually surprised that hasn't stuck around. That one feels like one of those ones that would have stuck around.
And some of these get recycled.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go away for a while and then they come back. Here's one that was like in my sixth grade class. And maybe this was only local to northern Minnesota. And it didn't last very long. But we had one going around. Sure, Steve.
Oh, okay. All right.
Got, you know, very skeptical about something.
Yeah.
Like, sure, Steve.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was like for like a couple of months or something. And then it disappeared.
I like it.
It was weird. I don't know.
I kind of like it.
There's got to be some local variations, right, on a lot of these.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that was a wicked segment. That was awesome.
Wicked.
It was an awesome wicked
Or you're from Boston. One of
the two. We'll take a time out. We'll be back with more show coming up on Mornings at WFHR. You say. Welcome back, everybody. You say goodbye, and I say hello. Seth and James here to wrap up the show for this Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us. Been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Hope you're having a good one out there.
Yep.
You have a great afternoon ahead of you, everybody.
Yes.
Can tell you, you got some great things lined up this afternoon. Be sure to join us for the Rapper's Report, streaming exclusively at WFHR.com.
That's right.
You can check out new episodes every Monday through Friday at 2 o'clock. You can, they're available for streaming or download.
Yep.
Spread the word about the show, everybody, mm-hmm. especially when we got great guests like this. In part one today, we're going to talk to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Gretchen Powell. Powers, a director over there.
Yes,
very executive nice. Director mm-hmm. over at WRCT. We're going to be focusing on kids' plays coming up this summer.
Yes, always fun. Always fun for those. Yeah.
We'll be talking about that.
Yep.
And in part two, we'll talk to our good friend Caitlin Riley from the Wisconsin Beef Council.
All right, beef.
We've got
Where's some, James Garner when you need him?
Yes, beef, where's James Garner?
Yeah, for dinner.
We're going to help fuel you up as the National Beef Council is talking about beef in May and beef month. May is beef month.
May is beef month. Boy, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
Beef month.
I'll work it out before we talk to Caitlin a little bit later. She's great. That's going to be a really fun one. Again, catch the Rapids Report every Monday through Friday. Streaming available. New episode streaming at 2 o'clock. Around 2-ish.
Right around 2.
Right. You can check it out there. Mm-hmm. And of course, be sure to join us at today at 4 o'clock for Playmakers on 105.5 WIRI. Mm-hmm. As Seth was telling you earlier, for those of you that want to call in with those sports takes and feelings, it's the same as it's always been, 424-2600.
No difference
Just an
there.
Hour earlier.
Yep.
We are doing this and getting ready for the rafter season and for you know next year's River Kings and some of that, or later this year's River Kings and some of those things.
And of all course, of the great high school sports that we do on IRI as well. We've been, I got to give Mike a lot of credit, man. He's the last couple of two weeks he's been doing soccer, something brand new to him. He had to bone up on the lingo. He did a great job the last couple, especially last night. He did so good.
Yeah,
man, we are so lucky, and we are going to bring you so many high school sports coming up, not only this spring but going into the fall. We're going to be your home for high school sports on IRI.
Michael will be joining me today on Playmakers from 4 to 5. Be sure to join us over on 105.5 WIRI. Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I got some other great things going on in our area, Seth. We wanted to let everybody know about it. It's a Wednesday.
Yes. Bingo.
Bingo.
B-I-N-G. Oh, bingo. Starts at 6:30. Doors open at 5 o'clock over at, of course, the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 694, 430 West Jackson Street. Get there early, everyone. Get your parking spot and make sure you get your seat as well.
Keep in mind, there will be a protest by the Expressway Bridge by the hospital this tomorrow, May 1st. May 1st, and it'll be going on. This is part of a national-wide protest. They'll be there on May 1st, and they'll be beginning at 5, and then Saturday noon to 2.
All right.
Right across the East River, over by the East River Expressway near the hospital. You can be able to find them if you're going there, I'm sure. Do want to remind everybody as well, our friends over at the VFW have a really good thing going on tomorrow, Friday. Okay. I keep messing my days up. May 2nd, Versity Blood Drive will be happening at VFW Post 2534 from 9 to 1. Anybody donating blood will get a free pint of Culver's custard.
Awesome.
That's going to be great. Again, it'll be a beginning from, it'll go from 9 to 1 over at the VFW Post 2534. And then this Saturday, they'll have their first, I believe their first brat.
I believe it is their first one. First or second, yeah.
Over at the West Grand IGA from 10 to 2, go get a brat and say hi to Yvette.
That means summer's almost here.
Yeah.
That means summer is almost here.
And then May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, Veteran Cinco de Mayo Luncheon, 10:30 to 2 over at the VFW Post 2534. And a big shout out to our friends Two Hearts Catering that are sponsoring.
Ooh, it's going
to
be delicious. Yep.
And our friends at Family Natural Foods got a great one going on this May 6th, Spring Cleaning and Low Waste. This is part of their free wellness presentations. Mm-hmm. This will be taking place at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Get on over there and check that out and learn some great stuff about not only some help you with spring cleaning, but maybe get rid of some of that low waste.
It's
great one there. Mm-hmm. And one other thing I wanted to touch on, Seth, and that is the Laura Ingalls Wilder exhibit happening at the Southland County Historical Museum. Today is the final day to check it out.
Yes, because they're on the move. After today, they are packing up and going, and it's so cool to learn about Laura Ingalls Wilder, the fact she was born in Pepin, Wisconsin, and of course all the books that she wrote, so many people have read over the years. I remember my mom read my sister and I those books when we were little, so I have a pretty good connection with that, but it's really cool to learn more about her and her writing and all that she, basically 19th century, what was happening on the expansion westward.
One more day to check this out. Everybody head on over there. The museum is open 1 to 4. It's open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday 1 to 4. Keep that in mind, especially for next month when from May 6th to June 26th, they have another exhibit, Becoming the United States Colonial America to Reconstruction.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
I have to check that out.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome.
The history nerd in me has to check that out. I cannot wait. Seth, we got an extension happening around here with our something cool we're doing.
Yeah, the Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue. We are teaming up with them to collect items that they need, blankets, towels, dog and cat food, treats, toys, kennels and crates, garden hoses, cleaning supplies, those sorts of things. This is to help them in their mission to help fur babies find the forever homes that they have always wanted. Now, we had it set for tomorrow, but no, we are extending it for the whole month of May. So you can bring those into us during our normal business hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday at 1690 2nd Avenue South. You can also bring them to From the Ground Up Coffee House at 250 West Grand and Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand. Those are the three places you can drop off those items we were talking about. And now you have through the month of May to May 31st to drop those off.
Thank you to everybody who has already dropped off items.
We got some great stuff here. Yeah.
I really do appreciate it, everybody. It's above and beyond. You guys are the best.
Yep.
We've been talking about Lincoln High School's theater and music department's production of The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical.
Woo.
It's premiering tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and then they'll have a show on Friday at 7, Saturday another show at 7, and it wraps up on Sunday, May 4th with a 2 o'clock matinee. All these taking place at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Very exciting.
You can get your tickets right there for this amazing show.
Yep.
And not only taking a great show done by some great performers on one of the best stages we have in this area.
It's really remarkable.
You can support
it's very
these
lucky,
kids.
Yeah.
Support these kids and support the arts, everybody. Mm-hmm. There's not much better you could do with your time or money. It's a great an impact on our future.
Yes, it is.
And how would you like to go? How'd you like to go?
What?
All you got to do is call up 715-424-2600. Tell me one of your favorite plays.
Yes.
Just one of your favorite shows.
It's Percy Jackson.
Yes, that's a perfect answer. There you go. You get tickets. That's it. That's how easy it is. Call up, join us, 424-2600. You can, of course, call up through the Civic Media app and let us know one of your favorite shows. I tell you what, if you text us it, we will still get you the tickets.
We will still get you the tickets.
You stop on by and pick them up.
Yep.
Great show today, Seth. Have a good one.
You too, man.
Have a good day, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.